best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello, everybody. This is the Lou and Steve Show right here on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30. That's Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo. Just the point I was making to Larry and Lou before the break. In December, December 7th, will be the 80th anniversary of the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. Another dark day in our history. Larry, can you think of another date that even rivals December 7th in infamy, as President Roosevelt said, other than perhaps our abandoning Afghanistan this year?
No.
I can't. 80 years.
No, I can't.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah. You know, what are we going to do about our country? We're losing our country. We got a moron in there, and you know he's not running things. You know, to believe that he got elected president is scary, but to believe that all those people would vote for that idiot is even more scary.
Larry, the scary thing is that we get no press coverage of this unless you go to Fox or Newsmax or one of the other...
Newsmax or One American Network.
Right, or right-ish outlets. Or you listen to Lou and Steve here on WVOX, you hear nothing of this. Whatever happened to this guy, the obnoxious reporter, used to torment President Trump? Acosta?
Yeah, I don't know. His mouth is shut right now.
Or Jonathan Carl.
He was only a star when Trump was around.
Yeah, doesn't have a single question for Biden.
That's right.
Inexplicable.
I have a theory. I'm going to run it by you guys.
Go ahead, Larry.
All right. I think, you know, in lieu of everything that's gone on here, I think the destruction of this country is intentional. It's not mistakes. It's intentional because you got smart people there. They know exactly what they're doing. I think China, Russia, and Ukraine own Biden. They made cash payments that we all know about. He's never been prosecuted for it. And what's on his son's laptop, we don't know what's on it, but the FBI has it. Rudy Giuliani had it. And I think that China and Russia have it. And, you know what's interesting? We were energy independent under Trump. Biden takes away our rights to produce our own energy and gives the rights back to Russia.
Yep.
Now, what's the reasoning for that?
I can't explain it, and I've asked Democrats, and you know
they got them, they own them.
And you know what? If the Democrats don't want to talk about it, there's no echo. There's nobody backing us up on the media.
You know what, Larry? I hear your theory, and it's a very good theory. But I always said this too: 6 months ago to a year ago, China was building islands off the coast of China, 400 miles off the coast of China. They're building islands and putting airstrips now. Anybody with a half a brain would know that's a strategic point for war, to build airstrips in the middle so it's not on their shores or whatever like that. You could fly out quicker or whatever like that. I think Trump knew this and Putin knew this together. And I think that was the bond between Trump and Putin, that they knew that both combined forces would be able to take out China easy or whatever like that, even with their 3-to-1 population ratio. I think that was that whole part of the deal. And I think you're right. There's a lot of things on that Hunter computer that could tell a lot of stories and answer a lot of questions.
That's right. And why aren't we privy to it? We want to know what they're hiding on the 9/11 thing with the papers that aren't released to the public.
And let's
what do they have on Saudi Arabia?
As long as Biden is in the office, there will be no investigation of him or his son. It's a gloss over. It's a paper over. It's a cover up, as you say. And unless the media is ready to introduce it into the news every night, most of your neighbors, Larry, will not be talking about it.
Yeah, the media is owned by the Democratic Party. They're one and the same. We know that. And you know what? We got to have a march on Washington and demand Biden's removal.
I think popular demonstrations are good as long as they're well controlled and monitored. There's a place for them, Larry. I went to Washington early in the fall in support of President Trump. way before the problems in January, and it was a well-behaved group, and there is definitely a purpose to it, but, hey, it's got to start.
Hey, Larry, whoever heard of people in internment, in holding cells, excuse me, in holding cells for, when was that, in January 6th or whatever, the date when they, the White House?
January 6th.
So that's what, 10 months ago,
yeah.
9 months
yeah.
ago, and they're still in holding cells. Or whatever. You got guys doing murder, rape, or whatever like that. They're out on the street the next day. They got these people there. And they want to put the thing on white supremacy. Had nothing to do with white supremacy. It had to do with people.
There is no white supremacy.
I know there isn't, but they had those people there because they were taxpayers and they were fed up with what was happening in their country. They were patriotic people. They weren't all white supremacy, as they want you to put it. These poor people are still in these jail cells, these holding cells, for 8 months now. Exactly.
Let me run another thing by you guys. Proving the hypocrisy of these people running this country. You know what? After that demonstration at the Capitol, what's the first thing they did? They built a wall around the Capitol, but they're the ones that were screaming, "Walls don't work." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have a right to keep us from what we own. They don't own it. We own it.
Yeah. And the first thing Biden did after the election, when he had any power at all, he stopped construction of Trump's wall. This is
because
justice.
Walls don't work.
Of course, don't work.
Yeah.
It's a sad time. Larry, Lou, we got to find some mechanisms.
Right.
We got to find allies.
Nice talking to you guys.
All right, Larry. All right.
Have a good one.
Great call,
bye-bye.
Larry. Great call. You know, he brings up a good point, too, Larry. Here's the thing, Steve. You got all these people coming here, illegal immigrants. Now you got the people from Afghanistan coming, about 20,000. None of these people are tested for COVID. But me and you, your wife and my wife, four of us want to go to a play and see a Broadway show and go out to dinner. We have to show proof that we got vaccinated. Come on here. This is ridiculous.
I got hit with that last week. I met my
This is ridiculous.
For dinner, and I was hit with this vaccination card demand by a kid at a restaurant. I said, "You mean I need to have ID and a vaccination proof, unlike immigrants to this country?" This kid obviously doesn't watch the news, has no idea what we're talking about. But for them, if de Blasio tells them to do it, it's the law. But if our legal system and our Constitution says to do it, it's to be ignored. That's the state of our nation. Larry's not wrong. We are in serious trouble.
And we are.
Who is our voice, Larry, Lou? Let's face it. It's Donald Trump. Okay. I do think we're entitled to some choices, too. He can't be the only voice.
I like DeSantis. I think the DeSantis-Trump ticket would be good. With DeSantis on top of the ticket, even. I really like that. I think that'll be a great ticket. I think that you look at what's happening now. Florida became a conservative Republican state now.
It outpassed
Texas now.
And confirmed, yes, it's a surer bet than Texas. And you have to worry about Texas, what with all the unlawful immigration there. But we can hope and we can pray. But look, listeners, you got to admit, the Texas abortion law, which I'm not a passionate supporter of, I do believe there should be some exceptions to abortion bans. I'm generally unfavorable on abortion, but I do believe it should be available to some certain dates, which we can ascertain. The media is going to make it into the grand issue of the next national election, Lou. Let's get ready for it. You're going to be accused of being what? An abortion prohibitor? Well, you know what? Maybe that's better than being an unlawful abortion provider, Lou, into the term of viability of a fetus. There's very little concern for the fetus up north, and I just wonder why, Lou.
I think that we need to open our eyes here, and I think we have to go back to the way it was when we were kids in the 50s, Steve, the way of thinking, because this new way of thinking and all this CRT stuff, and then you got this whole LGBTQ community and all this other stuff. A kid has to be recognized a certain way. You can't discriminate. You have to put a special bathroom for this one or that one. You know, we came too much to the left, where we should get back to the center and more to the center or whatever. And I think I blame the Republican Party because they're not stepping up to the plate. They should be in the school systems like the Democrats. Like I say to you all the time, Steve, is that when a kid goes to school, he's taught liberal way of thinking from when he gets to kindergarten till he gets to 12th grade.
Absolutely.
When he gets to college, he's taught by liberal professors in college.
And you're blaming.
And he has no conservative way of thinking.
And your blame on Republicans is appropriate because the Democrats are obvious villains here, but the Republicans have just fumbled the ball consistently from Albany to Washington to many state capitals in between. We've given up on these issues. We've let our foundations, our nonprofits, even our community libraries, Lou, be run by strictly, let's face it, left-of-center people. They're not bad people. They have a right to a job like anybody. But you can see in the ranks of all these public employees, and you might say foundation employment, very few Republicans, very little conservative voice heard. Everything is wrong. Your best example, League of Women Voters. Good luck getting a fair deal with them in a debate.
And that's another thing. They're supposed to be bipartial, League of Women Voters.
Yep.
They're run by the Democratic Party. Let's say the truth there. They're not supposed to take sides. It's like school boards. The school board's not supposed to take side either, but it's all Democrat.
Without a doubt. And if you read the League of Women Voters' own literature, which I had occasion to read a couple of years back, they're very partisan on matters of abortion, nuclear power, and environment. Hey, you're entitled to your view, but if you call yourself a League of Women Voters, you're expected to be non-partial. They're anything but, and that to me is symbolic of the whole problem we're having with this country. We have lost our institutions completely. I don't know how to get them back.
I agree, Steve. I totally agree with that. You know, it's like I said, the school board's the same thing. You know, you had Vince Malfitano, who ran so many years or whatever, and you have the mayor of a city giving donation of $1,000 out of his own campaign funds and to somebody who's running for the school board, which is a non-paying job, too. So, go ahead, Chuck. We got Mike. Mike, you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How's it going?
Everything's good, Mike.
Real good.
Good. Glad to hear that. As far as Biden and Afghanistan, the guy did everything totally ass backwards, and he's an idiot. He's a moron. We know that. But yet, the 81 million will not admit he does anything wrong. They think he's God. Kathleen Kamala Harris.
Oh, my goodness.
With her pantsuits, she stands behind him, you know, and rah, 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 Joe. And he's totally freaking lost. The guy, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing we can do to change it. I stopped watching Fox, and I stopped watching OAN and all these conservative channels because, you know, they say this happened, that happened, the other thing happened, but there's nothing we can do to change it.
That's a very good point, Mike. I got to tell you, I am watching much less news. I don't mind middle-of-the-road coverage. I don't mind a little left, a little right. But where you read things or hear things on these channels you mentioned, and there's no discussion of it in general, you know, in public, in your neighbor, in your local posting, you know, the next door, New Rochelle, next door, Mamaroneck, internet posting sites, bulletin boards, no discussion of it. And it's like we're in an empty chamber and the only people talking is us and the only people listening to us is us. And there's no changing the other side. They don't want to discuss things with us, it seems.
Right. I mean, Newsmax, I think, is a great channel. They have awesome hosts. They give great information. I believe the information to be true. Yet the information that they give, the information that Fox gave or gives, you don't see it on other channels. You don't see it on channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 11. You know, and it's really, I mean, I don't understand, you know, it's just, to me, it's just so bizarre. I don't know.
There's no explanation for it other than rampant bias, and we've got to find a way around it, and I don't have the answer tonight.
All right, Mike.
Solid, thanks.
All right, thank you, Mike, thank you. Stay safe.
Have a great day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you, Michael. Great guy. Great guy. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can.
This is WVOX.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some workers returning back to the office might be spending even more bucks on their pets. After months of being pampered by their stay-at-home owners, many pets may have a hard time adjusting. The American Pet Products Association reported that the industry generated nearly $104 billion in annual sales during the pandemic. And while you head back to work, there are things you can buy for your pet to help curb their anxiety and provide some extra stimulation, like Kong toys and ropes, which range from $7 to $25 on Chewy, depending on size. And a nice dog bed might help offer a sense of comfort. Costco and PetSmart sell varieties ranging from $15 to $300. And if you're the one with separation anxiety, you might want to purchase a pet camera to check on your pooch. Amazon has a slew of brands from $40 to $200. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This Labor Day is the perfect time to buy an UNTUCKit shirt. Save 25% on every style we sell during the annual Labor Day sale going on now. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Whether you're going back to the office, working from home, or have no idea, find shirts that look great at work and on the weekend. They're all 25% off of the Labor Day event happening now. So if you haven't experienced the perfect fitting shirt, don't miss 25% off site-wide and store-wide at UNTUCKit. Shirts designed to be worn tucked.
In 2021, and what a year it's been so far, media studies overwhelmingly show something we've known all along, that radio, local radio, sometimes called community radio, is still the medium closest to the people. And now in this topsy-turvy world, with riots and a terrible pandemic not yet completely conquered, more and more of our neighbors are turning to WVOX, Westchester's forum and soapbox here at 1460. They call us local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land. And we're still what the Wall Street Journal called WVOX on its front page, America's quintessential community station. WVOX, Westchester, yours every day and every night. 1460, now more than ever.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, welcome back with Steve and Lou and Chuck behind the glass and playing the Eagles for us today, Chuck. We got somebody on the line, Chuck. Hey, Vince. Vince, you there?
Vince.
Vince called back.
Well,
the phone.
No, I just wanted to say, this issue that Mike identified that I think you and I are aware of, we talk about things on local radio. This is an established, respected radio station. Some very important, good local listeners, and I believe there's some national listeners too, Lou, and through the internet. What we talk about, and other things talked about on these airwaves and other airwaves, is not covered by the other media.
No.
That's a very troubling outcome, Lou. Imagine if Trump's failures and his misstatements and his mistakes, he made plenty, weren't covered by the Newsmax and Fox networks. There would be outrage, and appropriately so.
That's why you got to give kudos, Steve, to Mr. O, to putting on a community radio like this.
Absolutely.
That people like us and other people call these shows can express their opinion.
You're absolutely
so
right.
The only network people have today. You can't get that on these, you know.
Without a doubt. And no bias and no political correctness gets in the way.
Exactly. All right. I'm told Vince is back. Vince, you there?
Yes, I am, Lou. How you doing?
All right, Vince, what's this? Lorraine called up, and she said that the high school flooded and Isaac is flooded?
Well, Isaac a little bit, but I understand Isaac supposedly is going to open up on Monday the 13th
rather than
on Friday the 10th. But the high school, we have no idea. But I'm surprised there's been no pictures or there's been nothing really definitive as to how extensive this is, but it's a real shame. I understand the library, which is kind of like underground, was really flooded real bad.
You got to wonder why the local news media here, the print, what's left of Gannett, and the local weeklies, the few that are around, Why aren't they covering it?
Yeah, Channel 12 News, too, didn't cover it.
Channel 12 News. This is not news.
No, it was on Channel 12, but no real coverage school. But it was just, it was a story about it, and that was it.
No film?
No film. But we'll see. But, you know, it's going to be really something to see. But something I wanted to mention you were just talking about in terms of coverage, this phone call that Biden, that somebody leaked, finally, somebody leaked something about the Biden administration.
Yes.
Trump, they were leaking like a sieve every day.
Of course.
But that phone call that he had with the president of Afghanistan, Ghani, on July 23rd, where basically he's telling the president of Afghanistan, you have to lie to make things look better than what it is, because we know the Taliban is doing really good. Now, like you say, if that was Trump, we'd have another impeachment. But here, Trump gets impeached over a nothing phone call. But, you know, the other thing I mentioned, I don't know if you want to just think about it for a minute.
Vince, that's a good example. Vince, let's face it. The call, if it's true, and I haven't heard it, and I'm willing to hear both sides to it, but if the contents are as revealed to be compared to the supposed conversation between the Ukraine leader and President Trump, they can't even be matched. What he was talking about with the Ukraine leader was completely ambiguous, and you know, it's hard to make a plot out of this. This is strictly quid pro quo and strictly threat and concealment and not a peep from the general media.
Well, yeah, and the, when you look at that with the background of Biden was sold to the American people as he's trustworthy. He won't lie to you. He has 50 years of experience in foreign policy. And here he is. And I heard the audio tape. I heard the audio tape of Biden asking this guy to lie to the American people and the world. What a ridiculous thing. But, you know, the other thing I just wanted to mention is we're coming up on 9/11, and I put it out there on Facebook. Said we've had so many of these uber liberals for I don't know how long talking about how all of these explorers from Europe who sailed in the name of the King of Spain and what and carrying the cross of Christ, how they imposed Christian religion on the native peoples, and how the religion of the Catholic Church oppressed so many people. You're not going to hear one of these people now talk about how the Islamic religious radical in the name of Allah, attacks America.
Of course.
Great point. Okay. Great point, Vince.
Well, religion's off limits today. Let me tell you something else, Vince, which you probably know, but a lot of people don't. I'm not saying the explorers and the colonists were necessarily nice people. They were exploiters. They had economic reasons, and some of them weren't sweethearts, and some of them were racist. There's no doubt about it. But I'll tell you, of all the European nations to colonize your nation, you know what was the most benign, the softest rule? I'll tell you what I've read. It's Spain, because more than the Dutch and more than the English, they treated the native peoples with a little more humanity because they wanted them to come to religion. And that's an incredible fact when you hear all the horrible things about religion, when in the case of the Spanish, they actually wanted to convert the people. And that, to me, is a better outcome than being made a slave, which was the case with a lot of the Dutch and the English.
Now, there was a documentary being done by a group of people, and they had access to the museum down by the World Trade Center. I guess you guys are heading out, right?
Yeah, that's it. We're going.
Pick it up next week, Vince.
We'll talk to you next week, Vince.
Okay, guys. Catch you later.
All right. Thanks, Vince. Chuck, great job behind the glass. The music, the Eagles, I love them. Steve, great job
great
today.
Job, Vince. Thanks.
All the callers, great job. Great calls. And we'll be back next week, everybody. God bless, and stay safe.
Have a good, safe one.